Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I'm going to talk about that a little bit to start the show. This is going to be a short show. It's only going to be 30 minutes long, and it's going to be followed by what I call Wombats and Artificial Intelligence. That's going to be a half-hour conversation between Eric Grossman, Dr. Eric Grossman, professor at Emory and Henry College. He and I both have an interest in artificial intelligence, computers, consciousness, that sort of thing, and we arranged to record a conversation, and a half-hour of that conversation will be the half-hour following this show. And a week from today, we'll also do a similar show. There'll be another half hour of Wombats and Music, and then another half hour of conversation between Eric and me about some weird subjects, including the nature of reality. We had a good time. So if you'd like to hear those, just hang on. But today, we're going to start off with 30 minutes of me talking and my favorite songs. And today, as I was listening, I always listen to the songs before I play them here. And I want to talk about that. I find that what I'm looking for in a song is something that brings me a real sense of joy or fulfillment or emotion. I want it to really blow my mind, to really hit me hard. And I do. I find the songs that really get to me. And then my thought is that I will share that with you, the listeners. And I'm hoping that some of what I'm feeling, that it will cause similar strong reactions in you. Good ones, ones you are pleased to have. Not always happy, but strong and confirming of our humanity and our reality and life. And that's what it does for me. And as I was thinking this thought, this song came on, the next one up. It's called Somewhere in My Car by Keith Urban. And it just did it. Here we go. The idea is that I want you to, what I'm hoping is that you will feel some of the energy and power I feel in this song. And I only play songs on the show that do that to me. I admit it may be the mood I'm in. One song may not do it one time, but this one certainly got me today. So here we go with Keith Urban and Somewhere in My Car. And this is a song that really touched me.
No red lights, that's alright, cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio. Ooh. And I don't know why I do this to myself.
I'm a
my glow. You got your lips on mine. It's just a little fire I never would forget. You grabbed my shirt and pulled it over my head. Fingertips slide up and down my back. I breathe your heart, steaming up the glass. I give anything if I could bring you back. Oh, oh, oh.
Red, Somewhere in My Car by Keith Urban. Well, next up is another song that I feel equally good about. Of course, I can probably say it about every song on the show, but this one is called Red, Red Wine. And I am not a fan of alcohol consumption to excess. I've known people who have problems with it, and it's a dangerous thing. So I'm a little bothered to play some of these songs that make it sound like such a good way to go. But nonetheless, there are some beautiful music written around various things like that. And this one's called Red, Red Wine. And sometimes I remember, so the first time I ever heard the song, I was in Toronto, Canada, in someone's living room alone, and they had put on a series of songs to play. And this one came on. I'd never heard it before. I was totally captured. I went immediately to find out what it was and went out and bought it, and I just loved it ever since. So this is Red, Red Wine by UB40.
Red, red wine goes to my head. Makes me forget that I'm still
now.
Red Red Wine by UB40. I love some of the juxtapositions I get to do in this show. So we're leaving an English group doing a tight harmony and going into hearing Charlie Rich sing, "I Washed My Hands in Muddy Waters." You know, you can get into philosophical discussions about predestination and things like that. And washing his hands in muddy waters, the singer seems to be saying, you know, I was just brought up to be bad. There's nothing I can do about it. It was bad luck. I washed my hands in muddy waters, and trouble followed me. So that's the way I hear it. See what you think. This is Charlie Rich singing, "I Washed My Hands in Muddy Waters."
My daddy was in the Macon jail. He said, "Son, if you keep your hands clean, you won't hear them bloodhounds on the trail." But I fell in a bad companion, robbed a man.
"Washed My Hands in Muddy Waters" by Charlie Rich. Now we're going to some good old bluegrass, old-timey Ricky Skaggs with "Uncle Pen."
Oh, the people would come from would holler, "Do-si-do," the new Uncle Pen was ready to go. That evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Soldier's Joy and played a one called the Boston Boy. Prettiest of all was Jenny Lynn. To me, that's where the fiddling began. That in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. We'll be right back. forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and they knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, bouncing down Hound Hill in above the town, where Uncle Penn played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, bouncing down Hound Hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing.
Uncle Penn by Ricky Skaggs. And some fine fiddling. Well, we're going to do a little old-time gospel. This is I Won't Have to Cross Jordan Alone by Ferlin Husky. And it's just a gentle song. And I'm afraid, personally, I think we do have to cross Jordan alone. But Ferlin Husky's song says, no, there's a possibility it won't be that bad. In any case, it's one of those songs that can reach out and grab you if you're not careful.
When I come to the river at the ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, he'll be somewhere awaiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died all my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. When the billows of sorrow and troubles will sweep, Christ the Savior will care for his own. He'll be somewhere awaiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died all my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Ferlin Husky, I Won't Have to Cross Jordan Alone. There are a number of songs about being young and wild and having a good time with your friends and going out and partying and maybe trying to slow down a little bit and just not being able to do it and going on with a wild life. The next song, Bayou Boys by Eddie Raven, catches this pretty well.
Dashing in the back seat, parked out in the cane, Ever since the first time, I ain't ever been the same. I gave up on baseball and I threw down my glove. I discovered girls and I got into love. Me and my friend Albo, he's the one who had the car. We made all the dances, we made all the balls. Told each other secrets and we wore each other's clothes. One night I stole his woman and I wonder if he knows. We'd sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the latest cause we knew the might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Marie was dangerous with those dark seductive eyes. She had me saying maybe babe before I realized. She loved me so deeply and I tried to hold on. But changing don't come easy when you've been this way so long. Sleep all day, we run all night, chasing the letters cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys. Sleep all day, we'd run all night, chasing the latest cause we knew they might. We raised a lot of hell, we made a lot of noise. Everybody knew we were Bayou Boys.
Bayou Boys by Eddie Raven. Bit of a wild time there. The last song on this 30-minute show is a traditional old song called Down in Arkansas. I was captured by this song many years ago and learned to sing it and perform it, and it's one of my favorites. I found this recording, and it just catches a whole era of time to me. So this is Down in Arkansas.
I got a gal and her name is Bill, and she's down in Arkansas. I loved her once and I love her still, but she's down in Arkansas. Now she is cross-eyed, that's a fact, but she's down in Arkansas. She cries and the tears roll down her back, and she's down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas. She was cutting wheat as the north wind blows down in Arkansas. The sickle slipped and it cut off her nose. It was down in Arkansas. The doctor put it on, but upside down, down in Arkansas. Now when it rains, she almost drowns, down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas. Some funny wedding happened the other day down in Arkansas. A boy named Oates married a girl named Hay. It was down in Arkansas. The organ played in a minor key. It was down in Arkansas. They played What Will That Harvest Be? Down in Arkansas. Down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas, down in Arkansas. The only girl I'll ever love, and she's down in Arkansas.
Down in Arkansas. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. This is a short show, and the next show following this immediately will be Wombats and Artificial Intelligence, a 30-minute conversation between Eric Grossman and me concerning artificial intelligence, consciousness, and all that. But I'm going to ask you right now to do what I ask you each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.